Far too many people in our province are in need of a family doctor. Without one, they aren't getting the care they deserve. The Newfoundland and Labrador Medical Association is calling on each of the provincial parties to outline their policies and commit to helping the 90,000 residents of the province who do not have a family doctor or a primary health care team. Dr. Lynette Powell is president of the NLMA. She joins me live by phone. Dr. Powell, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me this morning.
And thank you for joining us. What are the critical issues facing doctors, their patients, and the healthcare system?
I think that access to care is probably the biggest thing that most patients in this province would complain about right now if they were to look at their healthcare. And that starts right at the primary care level, and access to a family physician is certainly pretty high on that list.
So what specifically are you asking each political party to commit to?
We would like to see the political parties come out and commit to increasing recruitment and retention into Newfoundland and Labrador, and that's for family medicine, but as well as for some other specialty areas that are in desperate need as well. And we would like to see a commitment to reducing the number of orphan patients that we have in this province. If people want to be associated and affiliated with a family physician and a primary health care team, they should have that ability, much the same as many patients have in every other province in Canada.
What are patients missing by not having a family doctor or continuity of care?
That's a loaded question for sure, but for patients who have not had a family doctor, I think they would be very quick to be able to outline to you some of the things they're missing. And that goes from having to tell their story to a different physician every time they are seen in a walk-in clinic or an emergency department. It means long waits when you go to these other venues to be seen, and often the care is quite piecemeal. What that means is that unnecessary tests are being ordered, and people really don't have that confidence that the care they're receiving is exactly what they need at that time. Having a family physician, certainly, who knows you and who knows your story and knows, your family, that goes a long way in helping patients have better quality health care, and it enhances their comfort level, certainly, in the healthcare system.
Dr. Powell, in what way is the province on the wrong track?
The province has really not put a lot of emphasis on integrating community-based family physicians into the healthcare system. Many community-based family physicians are solo practitioners working in clinics, quite isolated. The best use of our healthcare dollars is to integrate these physicians into teams with nurse practitioners and nurses who can help patients navigate through a very complicated healthcare system. The province has looked at primary healthcare initiatives in the past, but for the most part, these have been very piecemeal. They've been, focused on one, medical problem, like, primary care access, in nursing clinics for diabetic patients. Those type of programs don't offer patients the continuous relationship with a family physician that they need.
We're speaking with President of the Newfoundland and Labrador Medical Association, Dr. Lynette Powell, on the VOCM Morning Show. And Dr. Powell, why do we have such a poor record of attracting and retaining doctors?
It's certainly a competitiveness issue. When you look at physicians, we're very much recruiting from a national job market. Our physicians are looking across the country at better opportunities. And, that's from a paid perspective, but it's also from how you're practicing as well. And, most of our young graduates from Memorial University are taught very early that the best way to deliver care is in a team-based model. And then when they finally hit practice and they realize that doesn't exist here in Newfoundland and Labrador, it's quite a culture shock to move into your own practice and realize that you're going to be as isolated. So I think a lot of our young physicians are looking for those, greener pastures elsewhere where they can work in these types of environments.
President of the Newfoundland and Labrador Medical Association, Dr. Lynette Powell, thank you for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.